Schemo community, welcome to the next episode of Schemocast. In this one, you will hear the interview with Ivan Arnold and Celia Perilla Pesey. Ivan is one of the best sprinters of all time, while Celia surprised everybody last season with her third place in the overall World Cup. We did this episode together at Atomic Media Day, as Celia is a new member of the Atomic team, and Ivan is with the Backland family for a longer period. Ivan Arnold is 32-year-old Swiss sprinter, twice world champion in this discipline, and winner of four World Cup races. Last season, he finished two times second, once third, and twice sixth. Only his compatriot Arno Lehta scored more points in the Sprint World Cup ranking, and Ivan finished second behind him in this Olympic discipline. Ivan, thanks for finding the time here at Atomic Media Day, and welcome to the Schemocast.
Thank you to invited me, and I'm happy to.
Ivan, now we are before the season here, speaking about Schemo all the day. So, how are you right now? What about your training and the condition?
Yes, I feel good. I have done really good trainings, and I'm happy that the season begins in a short time.
The season starts in Val Thorens again with sprint and mixed relay, and it means that you have to start maybe sooner the whole summer. Also the summer preparation for the winter. So, how did it change since let's say years before? Because now you are starting in November, you have to be in let's say decent shape. So, what's the differences in your preparation?
Yes, before when I started Schemo, the season starts always at January. And so it's a change a bit. But yes, it's not bad. We begin with the first trainings in ski at October. So it's short to begin after the season. But it's a good test. And it works really well last year. And I hope so it works well this year.
How does your preparation as a sprinter for winter in summer looks like? What are you doing? You are running, cycling, doing some strength. What is your training about in summer?
Yes, I do a lot of strength training, cycling, and running. I do a lot of intervals. So it's a lot of short trainings, not much of long trainings. This is a bit what I train.
In the past, you did Pieramenta a lot of times. You did longer races, the classics, and your results were like pretty decent. You finished in top 10 and so. So why you decide to go to sprints?
Yes, when I begin, I was really good in sprint, but I would always do good results in vertical and individual. It works. I have done the top 10 in individual and 12th place, I think, in vertical. But I don't come to the podium, to the top 5. I know it's really difficult for me. And in sprint race, I was able to win races, to become world champion. And so I'm at the end of my career, and I will do where I'm strong, the best results. And so I decide to do really focus on sprint race.
The sprint race is now very important because we are getting closer to Olympics and we see what's happening around sprint and mixed relay, let's say. So is it your dream to represent Switzerland in Milano Cortina?
Yeah, of course. It's a dream of me, but it's a dream of a lot of persons. And I hope my dream is big enough to become true,
especially in a team like you have in Switzerland. You got Arno Lehta, maybe also Patrick Perretin, Bussard twins. You got many others who are good sprinters and good Schemo racers. Is this maybe advantage for Switzerland that you have big competition between you? So then at the Olympics, maybe this is advantage for the Switzerland.
Yes, it depends always how to look at this thing. When you have big concurrence, it's also for you a good thing. You can become better. You have the other guys, they push you always, all day. And I think for me, it's good. I become better. I can look for, with these young guys, and I can become better. And I hope the two best or the best one of Switzerland, he can represent the Switzerland by the Olympics.
In the past, you won the world championship title in sprint race. You are on the top of the game in this discipline for years. And now you got a colleague, Arno Lieta, who is like doing the same like you didn't. You, Arno, and Oriol, you are top three sprinters right now for, let's say, past three seasons, if we can say like this. So how do you look on Arno as a friend, teammate, and as a rival?
Yes, it's all yes. I look like it's a friend. I compete always. I give my opinions to him, and we work together. But it's a concurrent, and I will be better than him. But I am also happy when he is better than me. So I want to try to come better. Maybe I will get some time better. But it's a friend. We are looking like friends, and when he win, I'm happy. When I win, he's happy, and it's a cool game.
Just imagine that right now we are on the start line of sprint race. Can you take us what's happening from start or before 30 seconds before the start till finish of the sprint race? All the battles, you know, close game and tactics. You can take the people what's going on during this race.
Yeah, the thing is, normally I can remember what's going. It's all automatically, especially when I become world champion in 2021. I cannot really remember what's happening. I only know after the booting, I take the ski and I say to myself, don't become fourth one times again. And so I give all and I see black. I don't think I can manage this this pace until the changing area, but yes, it works. And yeah, I can after I cannot remember. I can only remember that I say to myself, "Don't become fourth again," and so I could win.
So, what is your goal for the next winter season?
Yes, my goal is to become better than last year, and to give the best I can, and hopefully it will be some titles, some good results, some finals, and yes, I will do my best.
Now, please welcome to the Skimocast Celia Perial-Pesei, our breakthrough athlete of the season 2022-23. Celia finished third in the overall World Cup, while she won her first World Cup race ever in Ponte di Legno. It was sprint race. She also showed incredible consistency, finishing all her 28 races of the season inside the top 10, which is amazing and incredible. Celia changed her ski supplier, and with Atomic, she wants to push even higher her results and consistency. So, Celia, thanks for finding your time to do this, and welcome to the Skimocast.
Thanks.
How are you right now? You were on training camp. You were for the first time on snow on Paso de los Stelvio. So how was the past days on skis?
Yes, it was a very good training camp in the to start the ski in the Stelvio. We have the good timing to start. And yes, it's good to start like that the season.
So we are now before the season 23-24, but let's look back at the past and previous season, because you surprised a lot of people. You finished third overall, you won your first World Cup race, you were very consistent. So, yeah, you how do you look back on the season?
Yeah, it was a big surprise for me too, and yes, it's a season the referent for next season for my body and my brain too, my mental too.
And what is your favorite discipline? Sprint, individual, vertical, or mixed relay?
I have not prefer discipline. I love all discipline, and For the moment, I don't want to choose one, just one discipline.
What is your goal for the next winter?
My goal for next season will be like last season, take race after race and give my best of myself on each race. And we will see after if the overall can become a true concrete goal or not.
Do you already know your program of winter? It's only World Cups or maybe more for you?
Yes, for the moment, I would like to take all the start in all discipline of World Cup. And if I have an opportunity with in La Pyramenta or Patrouille des Glaciers, if a world championship, I say no, I don't say no for this opportunity. And I would like to start as best as possible in Val Thorens. And then try a medal in European Championship, especially in sprint and relay discipline, and then with all World Cup during the season.
How was your summer and training in summer? What did you focus on the most?
It was good summer because it's the first summer I don't work, so I had all summer to think about training and think about how I can progress. So I focused on my weak spots from last season, and I especially enjoyed all training during the summer.
Now you changed your ski supplier. You are with Atomic. What this change mean to you? Because some athletes are like sensitive to change skis. So what does it mean in overall, like to be with Atomic, to have these skis and so?
At the beginning, I'm very happy to join this team. I quickly had the feeling with the manager Patrick, and I felt that he really supports me, so it's very motivating for the future. So it's great, and yes, it's me. It's for me a new and great adventure that begins. And I try the Atomic last weeks, and it was perfect for me. I love this ski, so it's great for the future.
You won the very first sprint of you, like last season in Ponte di Legno. Afterwards, you were surprised to do interview in English with TV. So how is it now? I see you improved, but you are working on the English.
Yes, yes, I try to learn my English, of course, without emotion for the moment. And after, I hope one day I will speak in English very, very good, and especially with emotion of victory, I hope. And yes, of course, I it's maybe the hardest part of the season, off season, especially for my brain. So sorry for my French accent and my bad level of English.
In French team, you are like good friends, Emily, you, Lena, and the others. You finished top three, all three in Italy, Val Martello. How special is it to be in team with your friends and to have together great results?
Yes, for me it's a good point. We have the best sprinter feminine, and I feel push me during the training camp. The girls push me with her level, and it's very great for all girls, French girls, to have Emily, Lena, and other girls like Laura, Candice, because it's we are some girls with big characters, so we are competitive. So it's very good to train with her, and it's very good thing.
And you and Thibaut, how is it look like? You are training also together, maybe sometimes?
Yeah, we train together quasi all time, but during intensity, the interval training, we make training alone. And yes, Thibaut helped me for my training physique, and especially for my training mental. It's my better coach of mental, because he say what is it with after 3 years to try to win overall, is best partner for for that.
And when speaking about you, who is Celia Teriapesei? How she started with skimo? When you started to do ski mountaineering?
I start skimo with I practice skimo since I'm young with my father. It's a training of Sunday with when I. I have not training of alpine ski, and after one evening, I remember of this evening because it's the click of skimo. I go to the summit of my village, La Clusa, with my brother and cousin, and we see the sunset. During training skimo, and yes, I feel it's my sport, and I say at my brother, yes, I want to make skimo for next season.
And what is your favorite race?
It's difficult questions too. I love all race. I love all start alone, in team, in relay mix. I want to keep all in all with all race, and yeah, I have no preference. Sorry.
Yeah, we have Olympics in 3 years.
Yeah,
everything changed. Since we know about Olympics, the teams, the national federations, Olympic federations are pushing for sprint and mixed relay. So Olympics, are your goal? Is it like, I want to represent France in Milano Cortina? Is it your goal?
Yeah. Like you say, in the Olympics are in 3 years. So I have 3 years to progress in this discipline and become the best of this discipline too. And yes, of course, Olympics are in my head since he announced that. And it's Olympics next to house, because it's in Italy. So many people speak about that when I am in my village, and so push me to keep this dream, and yes, I hope we take the start of Olympics game.
Let's look on the whole career, like from here to future. What do you want to achieve? What is your biggest dream in skimo, maybe?
Short dream for it's overall role and overall ranking of sprint too, and if it's possible, individual. long dream, it's Olympics.
Thank you so much.